Jayhawks go for four wins in a row tonight up here in the land of 10,000 lakes as they battle Minnesota for the final time this season. The Wild lost a tough one last night down in Dallas. They've dropped to a wild card position and could possibly miss the playoffs. Rest assured, the Hawks will do everything they can to help make that a reality. Well, the two captains will square off at the faceoff dot. The drop of the puck. This one's underway as Hawks captain Jonathan Toews wins the draw back into the Hawk zone. Stahl centers. That's over the stick of everybody to the near boards. Granlund's got it against the left wing half boards. Granlund to the left faceoff dot. Centers. Zucker shoots and scores. It's a power play goal for Jason Zucker from Granlund. The goal at 8:22, and the Wild lead 1-0. Zarco and Asimov will carry it out. Headman pass Perlini on a breakaway over the Wild line. He's hooked on the way to the net. Let's see what we get here. A penalty shot for Brendan Perlini. He was pulled down to the ice as he was headed uncontested toward Alex Stalock, and Perlini will have an opportunity right here to tie the score on a penalty shot. Here he is. Perlini picks up the puck at center ice, carries it over the Wild line, weaving down the slot, shoots! Stalock makes the save as he squeezes his pads together. Perlini was going for the five hole, but Stalock was able to shut the door. That was a big save. At the Hawk line, Dominic Cahoon, right wing side, rink wide pass to break it over the Wild line to the top of the left circle. Shoots, he scores! The Cat beats Stalock low to the stick side. A brilliant snapshot from the top of the left wing circle, and the Hawks have tied it at one. Boy, you could see DeBrincat just looking for his choice of shots there. He had that kind of time, and a perfect setup from Cahoon. Strome got it back along the left boards, leaves it there for Cahoon. To Gustafson straight away with a drive, he scores! Oh man, did Gustafson pound that one. He was set up perfectly off a nice little dish from the left side boards. And without any hesitation at all, he one-timed that shot. It skipped past Stalock, and the Hawks lead for the first time at 2-1. Inside the Hawk zone, Koivu for the slot, shoots and scores! The Wild's all-time leading scorer and captain fired a shot. Looked like it hit the end of Delia's glove and ends up in the back of the Hawk net. And with 11:49 left in period number three, we're tied at two. DeBrincat's got the puck left circle to Kane, top of the right circle, moves in, puts it to the net, they score! Jonathan Toews on the doorstep, deflects the Patrick Kane pass into the back of the Wild net. With 4:35 left in the third, the Hawks score on the power play and lead 3-2. The captain cashes in. Wallstrom poke checked it away, but Foligno took the puck back. Spins it off the boards now behind the Hawk net. Greenway put it out in front. They score. It's Victor Rask. Greenway got to the puck behind the Hawk net and fed it through the paint of the crease to Rask in front, who swipes it past Colin Delia. And with 3:02 left in the third period, we're tied again, this time at three. 60 minutes have come and gone, and the Blackhawks and Wild will head to the extra session looking to decide it. Each will get a point out of this one. Gustafson now near the top of the right to DeBrincat. Left circle. Back to Gustafson. One-timer. He scores! Second goal of the game is the overtime game winner. And the Blackhawks beat the Minnesota Wild 4-3 in overtime. Gustafson hammers one from the high slot. And it beats Stalock. And the Blackhawks beat the Wild 4-3. Win the season series. Three wins, no losses, and one overtime loss. And the Blackhawks pick up 2 points on their quest to try and capture the last playoff spot. They're now only 3 points behind the Colorado Avalanche for the final wild card position. Well done by the Blackhawks as they sweep the road trip.